Is RSS Hindering Podcasting? The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Mike Mignano, the founder of Anchor, has written a piece about what he calls the standards innovation paradox, giving the examples of Substack and Spotify, a company he left last month. He argues that while standardization is helpful to get a company started, it hinders a company long term as they wish to continue innovating. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. With Podscribe, the essential tool to verify your podcast and YouTube ads run correctly, Sounds Profitable this week looks at programmatic ads and why programmatic is a huge boon for all of podcasting, they say. Brian Barletta cautions, though, to get there, we're going to need more from our hosting platforms. Content creator, audio producer, a consulting company is wanting you to take a short survey on your experiences of the podcast and audio production sector. The findings will be shared with all participants. You've got until Friday to take part and you could win $100 of Amazon vouchers. If you're a working African journalist, Alibi Investigations is planning to conduct a free group online training session on how to create an investigative podcast, including audio production, scripting and research. Requirements and details are on their website. We'll link to that today. Max Cutler has published the book Cults: Inside the World's Most Notorious Groups and Understanding the People Who Joined Them. It's based on the Spotify and Parcast original podcast Cults. The book has already received critical praise across industry trades. Tonight he's in conversation with Crime Junkie's Ashley Flowers at Spotify's LA campus. From a book to a zine, the Speaking Broadly podcast is now also available as a readable, touchable 84-page zine. Whatever next? From retailers and online, the podcast is from Heritage Radio Network. The London Comedy Podcast Festival, Cheerful Earful, has announced more podcasts taking part in the October event and also announced their media partners, including us. Podcast hosting company Disktopia has launched video podcast hosting. Video podcasters on the Disktopia platform will also be able to leverage TruePlay, Disktopia's deep reporting and analytics. Open podcast player AntennaPod version 2.6.1 has been released on Android with support for podcasting 2.0 chapters and a number of improvements. The developer of Overcast, Marco Arment, describes cheap, sloppy, dynamic ad insertion in podcasts as something that continues to degrade the experience for listeners in a tweet, concerned that listeners are blaming the podcast apps. ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia is number one for podcasts, again in the Australian podcast ranker. In the US, iHeart Podcast Network has partnered with Curiosity Inc. to launch the Curiosity Audio Network, and AYR Media and Team Coco are producing Funny My Way, a six-part series highlighting the stories of six black comedians, how they made it to the top, and influenced so many by doing it their way. It's hosted by JB Smoove and premieres on August the 4th. And in People News, Katie Teague has been hired as South Australia sales manager for Mamma Mia in an expansion of the women's digital brand's national sales team. She's based in Adelaide, so she'll show up half an hour late or half an hour early to all meetings. It's a joke for the Australians listening there. And in podcast news, Marginalised Murder is just ending its first season, focusing on a serial killer who murdered at least 51 women in Chicago. It's a story with little answers until the summer of 2021, when a major breakthrough comes with the discovery of a taped confession. It's produced by Storic Media. Go Love Yourself is back for a second series, aiming to inspire acceptance and help listeners unlearn harmful body image rules and diet myths. Each week, Laura Adlington and Lauren Smith share their own experiences as plus-sized women alongside different guests. It's made by Crowd Network. The name's Ruby Rosa. Porfirio Ruby Rosa. Ruby Rosa has just been announced by Stitcher, a new documentary podcast created and hosted by actor, author and storyteller Christopher Rivas. It'll tell the story of Porfirio Ruby Rosa, the Dominican diplomat and playboy who may have inspired Ian Fleming's iconic James Bond character. And Supernatural Then and Now has launched its second season, now powered by Red Circle. The show looks at the longest-running fantasy TV series, boasting 327 episodes over 15 seasons. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.